We're here at ASTA CSS 2014 and Seed Expo. With me is Kevin Folta, who's with the University of Florida. And some people may know him as the guy who took on the Food Babe just recently. This was just a couple of months ago. Kevin, first of all, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a scientist at the University of Florida, and it's kind of my job, but it's my hobby, and it's my interest, and I just am very, very fortunate to have the position I have, and I love working for the state of Florida and contributing to agriculture in our nation.
And you're kind of a biotech advocate, and that's kind of where you were here today, talking to people about how they can talk to people who are not in the industry about what we do. And one of the first things you talked about was the fact that people do love technology.
And that's really important. That it seems like biotech is the one place where people kind of turn off a little bit. We're always after the newest gadget, but we stay away from the newest food gadget. And I think it's because of what food is. It has so many social and cultural implications, and sometimes people say we don't even want it to change. So that's really what we're battling against here.
Well, you talked about the development of crops and how, like, you used as examples corn and tomatoes, and how they're nothing like what they were in their natural state. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, that's one real huge misnomer, that people don't realize that what they're getting at the grocery store has been the product of sometimes tens, hundreds, thousands of years of human intervention in its improvement. And that really what we're looking at today is being able to facilitate very directed improvements with great precision. And it's really different from the way we used to just breed and select, or just select based on dumb luck. Now we can do this with tremendous direction.
When we're talking to people about the importance of biotechnology, one of the things that is normally used is that we have to feed the world. And you suggest that that's not a good approach to take.
Well, I think that it's such a level of hyperbole, you know, to feed the world. I think that, sure, we will feed everybody in the world, but it's not going to be with one technology and with one approach. It's going to be an integration of careful nutrition, careful water use, biotechnology traits, maybe even a few tricks we can borrow from the organic folks. It's going to be a toolbox that's going to change from region to region, from time of year to time of year. But it will be a tool that we use. It's not a cure-all.
Well, because the people that are defending biotechnology tend to be scientists and farmers, that's the level that we talk on, but that's really not the debate, right?
Right. That's the farmers really are the ones who understand this technology best, and it works for them. And they're the ones who need to be helping scientists and need to be helping. And also farmers have the most credibility of anybody in this discussion. And so for them to get involved, to start a blog, to take pictures of their farming operation that to them happen every day, but to the rest of us that don't see in that black box every day, those are very powerful images.
But the people that are driving this discussion tend to be creating fear, and they've become somewhat celebrities, Food Babe being one. Tell us about that and how we can really fight against that.
Yeah, that's the tough part, is that, you know, Dr. Oz has an audience of 5 million people every day. I have an audience of a dozen. And so how do you get the word out? I think what it is it means that we have to amplify our message by more of us getting involved. And the highly credible farmer, the doctors, the dietitians, the scientists, the people who are doing the actual work to make these high-profit products, we're the ones that need to be getting out and making sure that we're talking about what we're doing, and we're not doing that very well.
We need to be celebrities ourselves. I guess that hasn't happened yet. Well, tell me about what happened when the Food Babe came to the University of Florida in October.
Well, it was really disappointing because I found out that she was coming about 30 minutes before it happened. It was really kind of on the low. And I went and sat through her presentation. I took a seat next to a microphone. And I said, when that line forms, I will be at the front of it. And she misinformed our students. She said stuff that just was not true. She made chemistry, safe food additives look bad. She was it was a promotion for her, and really an unfortunate one, because I really do believe her heart's in the right place, but she gave our students bad information, and not on my watch. So I wanted to ask questions at the end. I had one or two that would have really paralyzed her intellectually, and it was, you know, we ran out of time, gotta go, good night. And she answered questions down by the stage for people who stuck around. But I wanted to really confront her in a public arena because I needed to show that she doesn't know what she's talking about. And so then that whole discussion went online, and the rest is history.
Well, again, it seems like we need to do that, somehow do the celebrity thing ourselves to make people listen. But bottom line, what was your final message to people here at ASTA, the seed industry people and the farmers that were here listening?
That we have a technology that's good. We have a technology that can help farmers, help the environment, help the needy, and help consumers, give consumers more choices. This is good technology with an incredibly safe track record. How does that disconnect? And that's what we have to do is, as people in the industry, as scientists at universities, we need to be connecting better with people about this topic. We need to be moving that large middle group of people that don't really know what this is one way or the other. They just know they don't like it. We need to be reaching out to them with good, effective communication.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Kevin. Great to see you here. An excellent presentation and an excellent message at the ASTA CSS 2014 and Seed Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.